Well, welcome. We're excited to have Tyler here in the flesh today. He and his parents flew in this afternoon, so good to have him here and get started. He had opportunity to meet everyone upstairs and kind of go through the kind of sit in the draft room there and meet everyone. Everybody, we were in the meeting when he got here, so I think that was good. But as I said last evening, really excited to have Tyler join us. He has been very obviously a very accomplished player in college and has a great opportunity to really hit new heights as an NFL player and as a pro and really help us contribute to winning football games and make us a better football team right away. And so we're excited about that. And, I think everything else kind of been said last night. So I don't know if anybody has any questions for me before we take these pictures and I exit.
Marvin, as you watch this board unfold last night, is it kind of like playing chess and you see this move goes there and then you think, well, we've got a chance here?
Well, chess might be a little bit more exciting in some senses, but, I think, Denny, the fact that, you obviously can't control those in front of you and who they pick and what and why. I think the opportunity, as I said last night, is we had targeted three or four players that we felt like should be there when we pick. We felt like they all would hit us in great areas of improvement to our football team. And Tyler was one of those players, and we were able, fortunate enough to get him. We didn't have to necessarily stackpile at another spot. And so I think that was good. With all the linemen going early was actually an aid to us, because it knew it was going to push some of the position players down at the positions that we felt would really help us right away.
With D.J. Hayden going to, with him being cleared medically and going where he went, was that a help to your board?
Well, I don't know. I think that, there was obviously a trade was made and so forth. But D.J. was a player that we felt, as a great prospect. It's just a matter of how things come out and end up for him long range medically, way beyond football.
Anything else for Coach?
So, if now that it's finally happened, surprised that a running back didn't go in the first round?
I'd probably say yes, Joe. I would agree with that, I think as we get into this a lot of times, there is probably consistency of a consensus of how everyone feels about certain things. And everybody has certain needs, which also have an effect on when guys are drafted and positions are drafted or run a position. So we saw that at the top of the draft. I think obviously this will be the running back day today, because like you said, there weren't any picked, and I think everybody feels like there's some good value there at running back coming into this second day of the draft.
Charisse Boyd was a slider. A lot of people had him in the top
five. I keep telling you guys say slider, but, those people that do a lot of talking on TV, I don't see them affiliated with many clubs that way. And nor a lot of them don't even watch tape, So that's the thing. Too much gets carried, that way. There's a lot of research and everything that goes into these players on the field, off the field, et cetera, and medically, mentally, all of those things, and has to be a correct fit. We felt like he was a good prospect, and he was obviously one of the guys that went right away, right after we selected Tyler, two or three picks later. So
I won't ask him to brag about himself, but what was the read from Brian Kelly when you undoubtedly talked to
him about? Very good. I was in Notre Dame last 2 weekends ago, so I was there, Brian, he kind of was glowing and talking about Tyler and what Tyler meant to their football team and their offensive football team and how he was able to use him since he's been there as the head coach. And he really felt like he was able to use him in a lot of ways in a mismatch against the defense in ways and that he would give us a lot of flexibility. So definitely a guy that Brian Kelly felt very, very strongly about.
When you talk about some of those positions sliding last night, and you have two picks tonight, you feel pretty good about where you are.
We do. Yeah, we really do feel good about, where things are with five picks. I think we pick in five picks. So, uh, you know, I think that's a, you know, we're going to feel good about the next player, next two players we pick, we're going to feel really good about. You know, if we took the next grouping of whatever it is we have to 53, you know, we feel like we're going to get two other guys that have an opportunity to, you know, add us depth, you know, compete with guys that are currently on the football team. So we feel good about that.
Tyler, did he make a visit here, or was it evaluations in South Bend?
No, we didn't. I don't think we had you come here.
No.
He was not one of the guys that we had come here and do. A lot of the time coming here is to do further work mentally and physically, you know, that way. So that's why we try to use a lot of those in that fashion to do more research on mental aptitude and learning football and those kind of things. So we had no doubts that way, and also other medical things. So there was really no need to bring him further than that. But I do know, you know, Jay and Jonathan both went to his pro day at Notre Dame, and, you know, just thought he did a nice job at the pro day and, you know, and everything he did there. And obviously, as I said, these guys do, you know, they get themselves drafted what they do over the fall. There's little that they do after the season that has a much bearing. It's a confirmation one way or another. But most of what these guys do, and if the college players really would pay more attention to what they do in the fall, they would raise their stock much more than all this stuff after the season in underwear and shorts. You don't play football that way.